Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Tronny Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre callings on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, don't act, you're not shy. You can text me, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the Delhi country of ours, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong to Delhi. We're going to jump straight into it. It's more like slam dunk straight into it. We've got the CG tournament happening here in Cairns. CG, what's CG? It's Kayla George. That's what we're talking. And look, she plays for the Australian basketball team, and she's up here in Cairns, well, based in Cairns. Thanks to COVID-19, was playing for Melbourne, but look, I'll bring her into the conversation and we'll have a yarn about her up-and-coming tournament. Very good morning, Kayla George. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming along, my sister, very much. Look, Kayla George. George is a fantastic, a popular name in the Torres Straits. So tell us your connection there with the George name.
Yes, my connection is my husband, Kylo George. So, yeah, we got married 5.5 years ago. So changed my name from Francis to George. So very proud to be a George.
Fantastic. They say once you go black, you won't go back.
Aye. No.
Behave yourself. Look, too deadly, my sister. Thank you for coming to the to the table. Now, let's talk about quickly your background regarding basketball. You play for Australia. You played over in America as well.
Yep, I've played all over the world. I've played in Europe. I've lived in France and Hungary. I've played in Dallas and in Phoenix in the WNBA. I've played in Australia in the WNBL for over 12 years. So I've been very blessed in my career. But yeah, currently just chilling out in Cairns. Not so much chilling. It's pretty humid right now. Just due to Corona. Yeah. But yeah, looking forward to an upcoming WNBL season, hopefully getting announced soon. And then obviously the 2021 Tokyo Olympics next year.
Sure.
He's hoping they go ahead, but I'm pretty optimistic.
Sure. So who are you contracted with at the moment?
I'm with the Deakin Melbourne Boomers, but have not been in Melbourne since February, March this year. So yeah, hopefully I see them in the very near future for a pre-season of sorts to be able to play in a WNBL season, hopefully coming up soon.
Fantastic, fantastic. So when COVID-19 hit, you were in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And then you were in like limbo. Should I stay here, get in lockdown, isolation, stay for 4 months, or come home?
Right. Well, Kylo had actually just driven down from Cairns, done a big 2.5 day, 3 day drive, which smashed it. That's a long way.
Yes.
And then 2 weeks later, you know, the borders were going to get closed. And so we decided to be up with our family up here in Cairns because, you know, in the world of the unknown, this pandemic, we didn't know how long it was going to go for or what it was going to look like. So we would have rather been stuck in Cairns with family than in Melbourne. And thank goodness we did that.
Okay, fantastic. Because in far north Queensland here, we're living pretty good. We are still cautious. There's no vaccine for the virus, so we still need to abide by the rules. So you decided to get a tournament together. Tell us about this up-and-coming CG tournament.
Yeah, so I had this idea at the start of the year and I was planning on launching it down in Melbourne because that's where I was based, training and prepping for the 2020 Olympics. But then, yeah, coming home and, you know, now that things have kind of settled a lot up here in far north Queensland, we're living, you know, in a pretty good way in terms of corona and restrictions and things like that. I thought I'd, you know, give it a red hot go here in Cairns and see if the community really enjoyed it. I think that they will. I think we've got some great things going on the day. So I'm nervous because it's my first time running an event like this, but you know, I'm excited to get the kids out there and to have a good time. I think that they deserve it. It's been a really tough year for a lot of people, and I just want to make sure people are out there having a great time and hooping and dancing and enjoying the vibe.
Shaking booty and shooting hoops.
Hey.
So that's what we're talking about here. This is up and down coming. So let's talk about the event that's happening this Sunday coming. Mm-hmm. What ages, male and females? Tell us.
Yeah, so if you're 18 and under, it's for boys and girls. There won't be any mix. It'll be the girls versus girls, boys versus boys, but it's one-on-one and two-on-two, so you can register for either one or both. There'll be a dunk competition as well. There'll be a three-point shooting comp, and there'll also be a dance comp with activities throughout the whole day as well.
Okay, and that kicks off Sunday, 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. kickoff. If you want to register on the day, please come a little bit earlier, or you can register online, which is the most preferred way, because then I can get a gauge of numbers earlier.
Good, okay, fantastic. So look, a great opportunity in regarding working with their young ones, using basketball as a tool, mm-hmm. and music and dance and what have you, you know, so fantastic. They say idle time and idle hands are devil's playground. So if we're going to engage with our kids and keeping them active, you know, sports is a good tool, mm-hmm. is it not?
That's it. It definitely is. And there's not only, you know, the basketball and dance component. I've got a bunch of stations set up. So, for example, you know, we sweat a lot, especially here in North Queensland. We get sweaty, you know, faces. So I've got a facial station set up so people can go and, you know, relax themselves on a bean bag, put a face mask on for 10, 15 minutes, you know, feel good about themselves, relax for a second.
You've got to
look good, look good, feel good, play good, right? So there's a facial station, there's a hydration station, a creative station, there's another baby hoop station for kids under 10, so there'll be a lot going on.
Good, fantastic. A free tournament?
Most of it's free, but there's a small registration fee for the 2-on-2, 1-on-1, the dunk and the shooting comp. It's like $10 and $5, so it's really feasible. Yeah. And lunch is provided by Manning's Pies, which is really great.
Manning's, all right, fantastic. So that's all happening this Sunday. What are the things we need to know? So it's just been engaging. There's also prizes as well?
Yeah, so Under Armour have jumped on board, as well as Remy and Coca, which is my business as well, to sponsor the prize packs. Okay. So he's hoping they come on time. I'm still waiting. It's Thursday. It's cutting up fine. But if they don't arrive on time, you will get them Monday or Tuesday, guys. So please don't be,
disheartened. Find out where you live, Kayla.
Yeah, I know, right? I'll have to put some extras in there. So, yeah, we've had some donations from iPlay. So there'll be some vouchers in the prize packs. Mm. There'll be some Under Armour gear, Remy and Coco gear. It'll be a bunch of fun. And sure. I just think that, you know, everyone should get down there. It's Sunday. What are you doing?
Yeah, thank you. You know what I mean? And it's about good engagement and, look, working with our young ones as well, and keeping them engaged.
So that's it.
All the best to you, Kayla. Thank you for coming along.
Thank
you. Of course, Bummer Bipper will be down there doing the live outdoor broadcast. So we're yarning with you, Mob, through the airwaves. And I think it's a fantastic move. And we'll say that Brother Kayla did marry up. Okay, so big shout out to Carly.
I am taller than him, just by a little bit.
Just a little bit. And that's Too Deadly. And we'll be yarning soon. Thank you for sharing, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Too Deadly. A beautiful yarn there with Kayla George for the CG tournament happening here in Cairns. Kayla George, like I said, represents Cairns, represents her country in playing for the Olympic team. And that was all put on hold, 2020. Thank you very much, COVID-19, in your face. Ain't going to stop us. We're still going to be throwing down at this happening this Sunday, CG tournament. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn to Deadly Mob. Fantastic.
is waiting for me. Now I'm out here west of Alice Springs with a wife and a family and my island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me in the evening to drive. From the hills and across the plain, I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again, and I'm holding that long tail spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it was. My island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home, my island home.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, it's a month of Indigenous business and acknowledging black people in business. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Mitchell Ross on the line, CEO of Mural Supplies, and also winner of last year's IBM Indigenous to Indigenous Award. A very good morning, Mitchell. How are you, brother?
I'm very well, thanks, Trevor. I'm doing deadly down here in Sydney.
Fantastic, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, I'm a Bidjigal man from La Perouse in southeast Sydney. So grew up in Sydney all my life, and yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful country down here.
Fantastic, brother. Now listen, entrepreneur, businessman you are. Tell us about Mural Supplies, how long you've been in business, and how's it going, brother?
Yeah, look, it's I started in business initially in 2012. I worked in IT, so I had an IT business fixing computers. There wasn't sort of a lot of work going around with the advent of iPads and computers becoming so cheap. People just throw them away. So I was sort of looking for other opportunities. A mentor of mine, Michael McLeod, a very successful brother down here in Sydney, runs a great business. He recommended I move away from servicing and move into resale of products. So I took his advice. I started Mural and we started selling ink cartridges to corporate customers. And then one thing led to another. They started asking us for office products and office supplies and paper. And, you know, I just became an office supplies provider. So I never would have thought back then that, you know, but working in IT, I'd ever be in office supplies. Mm. But after about 18 months of struggling to do that, we realised we needed a partner to go national. So yes. In 2014, we partnered with Australia's largest office supplies business, COS, Complete Office Supplies, or the largest Australian-owned office supplies provider,
sure.
COS. And yeah, so the rest is history. We've been you know, in a strategic partnership with them since then.
Fantastic. So how many, when you say we, have your business partners, have you?
Yeah, well, I mean, COS is our partner, so they're a, you know, 500 strong people business with warehouses all around the country. And then I've got my team of five staff in Muru, we're the guys who are the front line with the customer. We're the customer relationship, sales, yes. marketing team. So we do all the account management, relationships, sales, and COS do all the heavy lifting of the boxes. They distribute all the product for us around the country.
Fantastic. It is a team effort. Look, a business is created. Partnerships are very important. How you say, high tide rises all ships is what I like to say in regarding success. It is a journey, isn't it? And it's about enjoying the journey and learn as you go along as well, you know, go through the potholes and create the smooth sailing in regards to the road ahead, yep?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, partnerships are pretty crucial to our success. Obviously, we have that partnership with COS, but, you know, I've had mentors and who have helped me along the way, and obviously your partnerships with your customers, you can't do that without them. And you know, we've also got great community partnerships. We have a strong, you know, passion and vision to give back, and we give a percentage of all of our profits back to our community programs across the country.
Well, that's what it's all about, brother, and what you give out comes back to you tenfold, the old saying, you know, and it's about supporting people in your community as well, you know, and being a black man in business, it's got to be exciting and leading from the front and motivating, inspiring other young Indigenous people to be in business, yeah?
Yeah, look, 100%. You know, I guess when I was growing up, you know, there wasn't a lot of role models to look at outside of sport, you know, and I was never really that deadly at sport. So, you know, having role models in business and in professional areas now, I think our youth have other people to aspire towards. So, I mean, if I can be a role model, if I can create a business that they can, you know, use as a blueprint to say, I can achieve that, I can do that, then, yeah, that's awesome if I can, you know, play that role.
So the vision for the future looks good, brother. Are we talking about expansion, more employment, especially employment of First Nation people?
Definitely. I mean, our goal is to have, you know, a strong Aboriginal workforce across the country. So I've got a team in Sydney and also in Melbourne, and we're currently recruiting in Perth and Queensland as well. So, yeah, I think our vision is to have a team of around, you know, 10 to 15 over the next five to 10 years, and, you know, really just build our customer base and provide great service. And you know, ultimately, we want to be able to give $500,000 away every year to community programs. So that's our vision, to be able to, you know, I guess create pathways for the next generation of our mob.
Well, the old saying, success breeds success, and that creates a nice platform for you to build your empire upon and inspire other people as well. My brother, so look, thank you very much for the chat and yarn. Congratulations. Black man in business, and it's paving the way for other brothers and sisters as well. Mitchell, all the best to you, my brother.
Thank you very much. Look, appreciate being welcomed on the show, Trevor. And, you know, any mob out there listening who thinks about getting into business, just take the leap. You've got plenty of support. There's plenty of your mob out there doing it who can help you out.
Yes, fantastic. Mitchell, you take care, brother. All the best to your deadly team and stay safe in the world we're living in at the moment.
Thanks very much, brother.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Mitchell Ross, his name is CEO of Muru Supplies and also winner of last year's IBM Indigenous to Indigenous Award. And look, fantastic. Creating pathways is what he's doing. Partnering up with other corporation companies to expand his business. And that's what it's all about. And we're talking about success leads to success. And he also supports First Nation organisations and companies like the New South Wales Aboriginal Rugby League Knockouts, Koori Koori Knockouts. our competition. So he invests his money back into the community, which is fantastic. And the vision of employing 15 more people on board, you know, expansion, fantastic. If you're looking at expanding and taking on more people, then that's a good recipe for success. Have you say, Jana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Jana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakuri, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program, so have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
There's a place
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Chain Dugong reveals the cost of Queensland shark nets. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Leonard Goodard, shark scientist at the AMCS. On the line, Dr. Leonardo, good morning. How are you?
Good, Trevor. Thanks for having me on, mate. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, it's very sad, but Chain Dugong reveals the cost of Queensland shark nets. There is a process in regarding putting shark nets out, but it's turned ugly in this sense and not protecting all marine life, yes?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. So the dugong with a chain wrapped around its tail has really put a horrible image and a really confronting image and a face to what would otherwise be a statistic on a spreadsheet. So this is revealing what actually happens with Queensland shark nets, and we're seeing dugongs, hitting these nets unwittingly, drowning and basically floating back to the surface after they've been disposed of and then coming up on shore. So,
Doctor, is there a process when an animal gets caught in the net? By a shark, what's the process as such?
Sure. So the official process is that a dugong in this instance that was caught in the net and drowned, the fisher who looks after those shark nets is meant to take the animal, take them offshore and sink them. And the reason for that being is that so that we don't have decomposing animals close to the beach where people swim, so it's a health issue, and also so that we're not attracting other animals like sharks closer to the beach. But what had happened in this instance here is the fisher didn't actually properly, and forgive me for being graphic, didn't actually properly pierce the gut of the dugong. So what's happened is it's decomposed underwater,
bloated.
And with the gases, it's bloated and floated back up and taken to the beach. So whilst nothing illegal was done per se, this just... it's a visual reminder that this is what's out in the water and this is the cost of it, and it didn't need to happen. We've got technologies like drones and community education programs, and we can tag animals to learn where they go so that we can keep people safer at beaches and also not have it come at the cost of our wildlife.
Well, a drone doesn't hurt any animal, does it? But it keeps an eye open for protecting human life, yes?
Yeah, it depends on what beach you're going to use drones. Like, there's no silver bullet as such, but there's a range of solutions. But when we talk about drones, it's great to see that the Queensland government actually did start trialling them across a few beaches down in South Queensland around Stradbroke Island, Sunny Coast, and the Gold Coast.
Yep.
And the added benefit of drones and just basically improving safety standards is that you're actually protecting people who are probably struggling to swim and might even drown. So that's the added benefit that it has. And what I like to tell people is that when we look at shark nets and drum lines, the technology is 60 years old.
Sure.
So the question I'd like to ask you and your listeners is, in what other elements of your life, whether it be at work, in your workplace, at your local sporting community club, or even at your home, would you accept safety standards that are 60 years old?
Yeah, we've got to change with the times is what you're saying.
Exactly. So why should beach safety be any different? So what we're really asking for is that the safety standards improve with the modern technologies that we've got. And the great thing is that this doesn't have to come at the cost of our wildlife, which Queensland is famous for. And, you know, I have never seen a dugong in my life, but the moment I do see one in the water, I can guarantee I'll have a life-changing experience. And
well, you don't want to see a chain dugong floating up on the beach. That's not a good way to see a dugong.
I don't want to see that. No, not at all.
Exactly. Look, a very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing. And, it is an ugly sight, but there are better ways of protecting human life and our marine life, marine wildlife as well. So thank you very much, Doctor. All the best to you and your team. Your family, stay safe, my friend.
No worries. The same to you, and thanks for having me on, Trevor.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Dr. Leonardo Gooda, his name is, shark scientist at the AMC, Australian Marine Conservation Society, and the Human Society International, HSI. and have long-term campaigned the removal of shark nests to improve both the safety and protective wildlife. And it's sad that what is another reminder of the true cost of the outdated program with a chain dugong and it reveals the cost of Queensland's shark nets. So go figure. Have your say, Jan Armstrong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Jan with the Baldy and Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from McCurry. And taking it right through 12 noon Queensland time. So give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show. BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
on your mob. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Maka Ran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Rainforest Boogie here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Have your say. We're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And we're based here at the First National Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 90.7 FM. We're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Twitter, Radio Brother, everybody out there. How
are
you going?
We're well. We're good. Good. How are you travelling?
Yeah, okay, I'm spending a lot of time at the Green Patch. I've been filming it and stuff, and I want to update on what caused it. I filmed it yesterday. There's a sign there saying that the Green Patch Camping Ground is a joint venture between the Cairns City Council, Cairns Regional Council, and the Queensland Police.
A partnership.
Sorry, yeah, there's a sign at the top of the walkway. If you walk from town, you can walk down to the river, and there's a track goes down. You come into the camping area that's on the High River Bank. And, yeah, so it's 3 years ago, and I think we complained that we wanted the motorbikes policed. We've got a ton of scramblers, which is really our picnic area.
Have they fixed that problem, Tony? The motorbikes?
Oh, no, mate, and also there's more than that. You know, I mean, it is our local sacred site. It's like closing our beach, you know, in favour of all the travellers and the motorbikes. And after our initial camp, we're the ones that end up policed because people, and the signs everywhere saying, oh, you'll need help, you get a wheelchair. We used to call it pensioners' bathroom, that place. The old folk would come down from uptown, from some old folks home, and they'd all float around in the river with their toes in a pool, and they used to swim racehorses there, and it was deep, and it's our place. It's our
benefit. It's a beautiful area, and with the pyramid in the background, you know, the beautiful Walsh's pyramid there, and the rainforest. It's lovely down there, isn't it?
It's a sacred site. They talk about blowing up places in Western Australia. We've got this thing here, and it's everybody's sacred site now. You can, if you can get to the riverbank, go under the bridge and get there, you can see the the vehicle. From what they've got now, you can only see the bridge and the traffic noise and the motorbikes up and down and up and down and up and down. All this terrain.
So the motorbikes are let a ride now, are they?
Well, it seems that the whole area has been reserved for motorbikes. And Peter Garrett made that song, I don't want to say this, but it's like Redneck Wonderland. You've got all these daredevils on motorbikes with helmets whizzing around. The travellers there get no rest. And our initial complaint was that all the Murray kids used to go down to the river there, or people would drop them up in a car and pick them up later on.
Yeah, good swimming hole.
Yeah, to the riverbank, you know, we've been robbed. Which bank? The riverbank. We've been robbed, you know, we've been... We've lost the
bank. They robbed the bank.
Yeah, they've robbed the bank. That's what I'm doing, a wanted poster for the mayor now, and I'll have to put the police on it too, you know, the wanted for robbery. You know, because we've been robbed. Which bank? The riverbank. The green patch branch. And I'm preparing stuff, and I'm just saying that it is a police initiative, which I find, and you mentioned the other day, we don't think there's been any cultural talk. People are shy to talk. I can only do it with so much at the moment, but it's an ongoing thing. There's no rest area down there. And the other thing I want to say, seeing it's Corona, I heard the mayor the other day, they said, oh, they want to bring 150 Australian travellers to Cairns and put them in hotels. You heard that?
No. Come again? What was that? Sorry?
The mayor said people that are returning from overseas, the premier has asked the Cairns mayor, Manning there,
isolation for 2 weeks.
Yeah, they can spend isolation 2 weeks in Cairns. Well, when you get a place like the Green Patch, you've got all the travellers there and you've got a toilet block, a shower and a big Chevron Hilton of a toilet block, you know. When anybody wants to use it now, to go there, you are supposed to fill in a form to use it, the toilet, with all the security. Our people don't even want to go near it, and I don't want to go near it.
Because of COVID-19, yeah, of course.
Because of all the travellers. Now, sometimes them toilets are out of control. I got attacked by a dog there yesterday. You got no idea, mate.
Oh, right. There's about 15, 20... camper vans, caravans. I drove past it the other day and I saw the amount of people. It looks like a caravan park.
It looks like a caravan park. They've paved paradise and put up a parking lot. And from the Green Patch, which is, you know, a little bit of, it goes underwater in the end, but that was a green place under the trees there. I was sitting down there playing guitar and playing with these other musicians and stuff and talking about the place and saying what our problems are and communicating. And someone done a sketch of me, and I went over to her and I said, oh, you know, yeah, thanks for the sketch. And her dog flew out of the bloody truck and bit me between the leg, mate. You don't want to know.
Yeah.
And it's there's so many different people coming and go. There's, and it's just, we've got...
They've opened the floodgate.
It's just a terrible thing that now people, if they want to go by car, you know, the rescue and picnic, they've got to go a long way. You know, we can't even... This is in town, you know, and if our kids go down there fishing to dark and walk along and they're walking around, they fear the police picking them up after dark so they want to be home and stuff. And it's just... We've lost our place, and it's a huge thing for Gordonville. And it's not just the Indigenous, mate. It's everybody.
It's everybody. And by setting all this up, seemed like there was no consultation or communication with the local community.
No. It's for the motorbike riders and four-wheelers. And they're down there young as 4 or 5 or 6 years old. Yeah. I film them with little quad bikes. So they all assemble under the bridge. And then they go down to the track. And we're all the walkways out by the river. Well, that's their racetrack now.
Yeah.
I mean, we love nature and peace and quiet.
And there's an accident waiting if you look at that as well. And look like there probably won't be anything done until there's an accident. And, it's sad. Fatality or someone injured really bad, then they'll probably look at the situation.
Yeah, well, that's why we complained in the first place.
Exactly.
And what have they done? They've got it exactly ass about face, for want of a better word. So,
yes.
Yeah, they've got it 100% wrong, and they're protecting all the little oons, and or they, you know, they don't know the effect they're having on the rest of the community. So
sounds like no pre-thought.
Well, they've designed this toilet block down south. We're waiting for the flood to come and wipe it out because it's a great yes. wall facing the river. You know, it's a, you know, so. And
well, they built it all up, but there's no. They haven't tested the wet season yet, have they?
They haven't tested it, so we're waiting to see what happens when that flood hits that flat wall. Because the, you know, it was better when it was just a rest area.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was a little toilet block. People could come there. We could all go down the river, and they have messed it up big time.
But the other dramas are taking away business from local caravan parks.
Well, they shut that years ago.
But even caravan parks in Cairns, Gordonville itself, you know, Innisfail, what have you, they're taking away business from caravan parks.
Well, it's a flood area and it all goes under, and so all them people are in danger because they don't know the local condition. It rains up on the table, then that water can come up in a hurry, you know. Not that they've probably got time to get out, and there's all the emergency evacuation signs to get in and out.
Well, thanks for keeping us up to speed, my friend, and looks like you're the police at the moment, police and everything.
Very well, you know, the big news is that it is a council and police initiative together. There's a sign at the top of the wall. It says that it's a joint thing, and it says no motorcycles to walk down the track residential area. And that's what they mean is the camping ground.
The locals. Thanks, brother. Tony Gibbs there, having his say regarding the green patch down at Gordonville. That's at the base of the pyramid, the Walsh's Pyramid. It's a beautiful area, nice swimming hole, and even when we were kids, we used to go down there and swim all the time, but it seems like it's a built-in caravan park, so to speak. But have your say. Yana Strong, add to the conversation on National Talkback, 1-800-422-416. We've got Brother Solomon online. Solomon, good morning.
Good morning, mate. It's that time of the year, brother.
That time of the year.
Yeah, the Minister of Promotion was on yesterday. I thought he was. Yeah, election time, brother.
Yes, exactly. Election time. Come up, federal election, yep. What and does brother, the world hold for us? Future hold for us?
And, brother, I want to use Cody Francis to give a take on how other people see it. Cody Francis, a singer from the, I think, late 50s, early
60s,
he had a song called My Heart's Got a Mind of Its Own. You like that, brother? My Heart's Got a Mind of Its Own. And it seems like the virus, COVID-19, got a mind of its own, brother. It doesn't affect people at AFL games or rugby league games. Or big business like Woolies and Coles and your little business and those poor people in New South Wales that want to come into business to get specialist treatment for their loved ones. So
exactly.
The virus got
a mind of its own. Exactly.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Too deadly. That's Solomon there, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We got the finals coming up again in the NRL and AFL. The AFL, we got the Richmond Tigers up against St Kilda. It's a do-or-die situation. And then also, that's on the Friday night. On the Saturday night, you got Geelong Cats up against Collingwood. And the losers out for both those games. The winner continue on next week. And the waiting is Lions, Brisbane Lions and Adelaide. Powers, the Powers. So that's happening in the AFL. In the NRL, we got the Roosters up against the Raiders, do or die, and the winner will then take on Melbourne Storms, who are waiting on the wings. And then you have the Eels up against Rabbitohs on the Saturday night, and the loser's out, and the winner continues on to play against the Panthers. So that's how it sits at the moment. Hope your team goes well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, squeezing the yard. Got about 4 minutes left here on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Beautiful river. A lot of spirits in this river. We grew up playing on this river.
Tommy Lewis here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You Mob Murray going to sign off here. Thank you very much. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number 1-800-422-416. We've got news coming up very soon, so stay tuned to your daily Murray radio station via NERS National News Radio Service. But otherwise, you Mob, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and more importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic. COVID-19 is upon us. Abide by the rules, only best medicine we got, you Mob. Too deadly.